Track 10, which is the final news track. Charity worker is calling for marathon support. Charity worker Adam Winkworth will tackle the London Marathon dressed as a giant blue telephone. The 27-year-old from Newton Abbot is using the 26.2-mile run to raise money and awareness for Age UK's national telephone services. This will be Adam's third consecutive year running the London Marathon for Age UK, but this year's challenge is especially meaningful. Through his role managing Age UK's telephone friendship service, Adam has seen firsthand how powerful a simple phone call can be for older people who may be lonely or isolated. He said, "For many older people, it's more than just a call, it's a genuine lifeline. These calls bring comfort, laughter, connection and hope to people who might otherwise feel forgotten or alone." Adam is using the eye-catching costume to shine a spotlight on the friendship calls, helpline and advice services that Age UK provides nationally, and hopes the unusual outfit will spark conversations about loneliness in later life. The run also has a personal significance. Adam is running in honour of his grandmother and in memory of his late grandfather-in-law, both of whom benefited from Age UK's telephone services. To make the fundraiser even more meaningful, Adam is inviting members of the public to add the face of a loved one, such as parent or grandparent, onto the side of his costume in return for a donation. Each face will run the marathon with him, celebrating the people who matter most and the importance of staying connected. Adam is aiming to raise £2,000 to support Age UK's work helping older people across the UK. To sponsor Adam, go to www.2026tclondon-marathon.enthuse.com/pf/adam-winkworth.
Library to host new news literacy workshops. The charity that runs Devon's libraries is partnering with the Guardian Foundation to bring a series of news literacy workshops for families across the county. Libraries Unlimited staff, supported by a facilitator from the Foundation, will deliver the NewsWise workshops. The sessions are designed to generate curiosity and critical engagement with the news and to give children the skills to reduce the risk of online harm and make sense of the world. The Ofcom-funded programme will focus on the whole family, promoting awareness and open conversations between parents, carers and children. From February, half-term onwards, children aged 7 to 11 with their parents and carers will be able to join workshops in Newton Abbot Library. The workshops are completely free. Workshop attendees and library members can also borrow a new collection of books on the topic of fake news and information. Alex Kitto, Chief Executive Officer at Libraries Unlimited, said, "Libraries are safe spaces for learning and not just through books. We are looking forward to empowering children to think critically about news and its sources. The volume of information in the world can be overwhelming for anyone, so we are excited to be working with the Guardian Foundation and Ofcom to make media literacy skills accessible." Claire Levens, Head of Media Literacy Policy at Ofcom, said, "Ofcom is delighted to be working with Libraries Unlimited across Devon and Torbay to support communities as they develop media literacy skills. We are keen to evaluate how these communities learn more about different types of media, online content and information sources, and how to better understand mis- and disinformation, which should help them have the confidence to navigate content safety and flourish online. Media literacy is everyone's business, and we're looking forward to seeing the outcome of this work in Devon."
A historian dedicated to sharing the stories of Tynmouth and its residents is marking two milestones in 2026. As well as celebrating her 80th birthday this month, Viv Wilson, MBE, will be marking 40 years of her popular slideshows about Tynmouth at the Pavilions in March. Viv's first show took place at the Carlton Theatre in 1986 after the Tynmouth Players took on the lease and needed additional events to get bums on seats. Designed to attract both residents and visitors, she focused on the interest and beauty of the local area. Viv had just left her role as a guided walks officer for Dartmoor National Park to test the theory that life begins at 40. As well as freelance work, Viv presented her shows in the Carlton every Monday through the season, which sparked interest from locals who began sharing their own photographs and stories. Her early shows included only a handful of old photographs, but Viv's focus changed after the landlady of a bed and breakfast introduced her to a friend, a prolific collector of postcards and curiosities, Arthur Smith. The meeting sparked a long friendship and the creation of the Wilson Archive of tens of thousands of images of Tynmouth. Another chance meeting with a former school friend turned publisher resulted in Viv producing her first book of historical photos, and she is now the author of 13 publications. "The investment I made was time," Viv explained. "Time with these old people who had no one visiting them, no one to talk to, no one interested in what Grandad did, but I was." Viv's dedication to documenting Tynmouth's stories resulted in an MBE in 2022. She has no plans to retire and continues to be inspired by the stories people share. "It's human," she remarked. Viv will be sharing tea and cake at a pop-in birthday party at the Alice Cross Centre this Saturday, the 14th of February, between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. And her show, Tynmouth, A Celebration, is at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, March the 8th, at Tynmouth Pavilions.
It's all yellow as clubs celebrate stars. A Newton Abbott football club is celebrating the community that has contributed to its success over the past 50 years with a special event next month. Buckland Athletic Football Club's Forever Yellow Day will unite everyone who has played a part in the club, either on or off the field. The event on Saturday, March the 21st, will see past and present players, coaches, managers, members, helpers and supporters gather at the VX3 Stadium at Homer's Heath for a day of reminiscing and creating new memories. Buckland Athletic prides itself on being a community-based football club. It works with local schools, businesses and minority groups to encourage a sense of community at its match days and wider events, such as the annual fireworks display. The clubhouse is hired out to businesses during the week for conferences and events, with the club aiming to provide a multi-purpose facility for the local community. Buckland Athletic's first team are currently fifth in the Jewson Western League, which is the ninth tier of the English football pyramid. On Forever Yellow Day, they host Bristol-based opponents Brislington, who beat Buckland earlier in the season. "Having been involved at the club for over half of our existence, I've seen a lot of people come through our doors, both on the footballing side of things and volunteers who have come and gone over the years," explained Buckland Athletic Chair John Pillar. "Forever Yellow Day provides an opportunity for all those people to reunite and is also a chance for the club to thank those who've given their dedication in the past. We would not be where we are today without those who created our history and paved the way to our current successes," he added. "This is the second successive year that the Buckland Athletic Football Club has organised its Forever Yellow Day, and the celebrations are open to all. Entry is free before 1:30 and kick-off is at 3. Anyone attending is encouraged to wear something yellow."